Welcome to another episode of Soul Town, The Sound of Music. This week we are mourning the loss of one of the great music people ever. We lost a legend this week, B.B. King, the blues great. Span decades, span through the blues era, the soul era, and R&B era, and the pop era. He reached the epitome of music. I remember when I first started taking guitar lessons, and the book that the music store used was B.B. King. Was a B.B. King music book as far as learning how to really play the guitar and how to play the guitar. And he was a master at that, and the music world got an opportunity to come out for the better with his music knowledge and ability to create, the music world came out a lot better. Blues was a part of the soul music era also. I mean, you know, in the blues, in the soul music era, you came from the rock and roll era, race music era. It was, you had rock and roll music and race music. And they eventually combined. Rock and roll and bass music came together. That was the beginning of American music as we know it, as we knew it in the 20th century. But we would like to say that B.B. King represented Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. He was discovered there by a music personality in Memphis at that particular time, which he just happened to be the first African-American disc jockey over there in America that we know of. Which he began in the 40s. But at WDIA radio, he was the only one in the city. But that was, B.B. King was discovered on Beale Street by this this jockey and his radio personality, and helped to get a job as a promotion advertisement for a toothpaste company, and he grew from there. So things started small, but you know, I was thinking about another group, a music group that was my favorite group in the soul music era. The group was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Maurice White is a Memphian. He grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and graduated from high school here at the same school that the Barkays, most of the Barkays, graduated from, went to school at, and Jay Blackfoot with the Soul Children. I mean, this was a very good school for talent, people with creativity. But I'm going to play one of his songs, and I would just like to say, this was in my college days when these songs were released, and they were the hottest group for the college kids. And a lot of the college kids were more into Earth, Wind, and Fire at that particular time than they were, say, into the blues. But everything was a part of everything, and everything kind of was based on the blues to a certain extent. I mean, it's where it started at and grew. But here's Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice White, Verdeen White, right here.
Do you remember when it first started?
All right. As you can see, Earth, Wind & Fire, one of my top groups from the soul music era. And it was a great era. And please go and read about it under An Excursion in Soul. An Excursion in Soul. Or just look at Reginald Jenkins. Reginald Jenkins, pull that up on Amazon. Go on Amazon.com. Pull that up, and the book will come up, and just go in and read some excerpts out of the book. I mean, it's just talk about the music business, and talking about the music business and how things were affected by, you know, in the music era, by, you know, different financial situations, and how also looks at how the soul music era was brought to an end. And it didn't just come to an end, it was brought to an end, and how that happened. And, you know, we're looking at an era that spanned from the early 1960 to 1985. So we're talking about a period of 25 years. 25 years of music that was brought to an end. But still there. Hip-hop R&B. That is what the new music genre is, which is also pop. We had some great soul music singers. One was from Mississippi, Clarksdale, Mississippi, which is like a suburb of Memphis, right outside of the city. I mean, within an hour, you're there. And so, you know, and Memphis was the hub of the South for R&B, soul music, or race music, or whatever kind of blues music, whatever kind of music people want to call it. And his name was Sam Cooke, the great Sam Cooke. We're going to listen to one of his songs now just to remind everybody of who and what he sounded like. But this was his last song, the late, great Mr. Sam Cooke.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
the late great Sam Cooke, and Change Is Gonna Come. And that was his last major hit. And matter of fact, it was released to his death. And but he was a great singer and one of the beginners of the soul music era. And some of his songs will be listened to from now. Got a young lady here who's still cutting hits out of this soul town area. Great young lady, formerly with Stax Records, Soundtown Records, Arista Records. A great singer, vocalist, Miss Shirley Brown, Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Shirley Brown, one of the mainstays of the soul music era. We, you know, like I said, we talked about B.B. King and his home going and everything, and something that we want his family to know, that we sent out our condolences and pray that everything is okay. And we want to say that a great man died this week, and hopefully some of these young entertainers can live up to the things that he did, can live a life with a intention on bringing about music to as many people in the world as he could. And that was his main intent, to bring music to people and make them happy. And he did on a consistent basis. Like I said, Memphis is the home of the blues. This man here was a staple. He was a landmark in the blues of Memphis. And we talked about Sam Cooke a few minutes ago, and listened to his rendition of "A Change Is Gonna Come." And it's funny, B.B. King and Sam Cooke were both born in the Mississippi Delta. Clarksdale, Mississippi is where Sam Cooke is from. Enobina, Mississippi is where B.B. King is from. You have Muddy Waters, who is also from Clarksdale. You have Howlin' Wolf, who is also from Clarksdale, and a number of other great entertainers. And it's just and they all were some kind of way involved in the soul music era, and that's one of the reasons we said it was a great era. I mean, these guys were there, and they dealt with it. But they were a main part of American music and the world music. We're talking about Muddy Waters from Clarksdale, Mississippi, who wrote and sung the song on his album, Rolling Stone. And a group is named, one of the most well-known groups in the world, is named after that song that he wrote right there in Clarksdale, Mississippi, in the Delta of Mississippi. And I just want to say the whole music situation ties into the whole. And even down in New Orleans, we had the late, great Louis Armstrong, who played W.C. Handy in the Memphis Blues, they had the movie, first movie. Louis Armstrong played W.C. Handy. And that's when St. Louis Blues was very hot. And we want to listen to New Orleans.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds. bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? Babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
soul music right quick here with some of the greats out of there. You know, I mean, we're talking about Stevie Wonder and Whitney Houston. Yeah, these are two of the great. Didn't know. That was an excerpt from this Whitney and Stevie. Great duet. But the soul music has so many great artists. I mean, some of the ones that I remember when I was in high school, and this was like the middle of the soul music era, was War. I mean, they had one album. They released one album. I mean, and everybody, every record on their album was a hit. I mean, it was a multi-platinum hit. And, you know, just thinking about, there was just one song in the soul music era that might have been forgotten, but they were at war.
Playing all
It's getting close to summer. It is definitely getting close to summer, and one of the great R&B soul groups of the era, of the soul music era, War. And we want to reiterate again that we want everybody to go and take a look at the book, An Excursion in Soul, at Amazon.com, and see some of the things in the book that I discussed that you might be able to relate to, and some of the things that were going on at that period of time in your life, probably remember very clearly, or you've been told about them. And I'm going to play the two songs that were very prominent on that particular album that was in the book. And the book was, We had three albums released during that period of time. The main two albums was City Slicker by Jay Blackfoot and Intimate Storm by Shirley Brown. City Slicker, it's the first song on the album. It wasn't a single release, but it was the first song on the album, and everybody heard it when they bought the album. Mr. Jay Blackfoot with some straight up soul music licks from one of the former soul children, Mr. Jay Blackfoot.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. a jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is a city, and you are there.
The cross town is low. Hitchhiking is a no-no. He's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got some passion in it. Yes, I have. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. Don't let me do it now. Don't stop for me to run it and get your hands and honey. I just wanna see her. Just wanna see her with the pen to the melt. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her. And I know it grieves her. That's it. La la la.
Company came with our first female artist, which was no stranger to soul music, but it was first her first release on the Soundtown Records label, and she was going to do a song that was written initially for the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, by Homer Banks and Chuck Brooks, and we felt, you know, it was going to take a yeoman's effort from Mrs. Brown to make the song, give the song the quality that it deserved. And she did more than that. I mean, she did gave the song everything it deserved and more because of her great talent, her great vocal ability. But this is Lita Bridges Stanley coming up. We're going to hear a little rendition of Used to Be Your House, but Lita Bridges is coming up right after that. Miss Shirley Brown.
Now.
Okay. Soul Town would like to by Dr. King here, and we would like to one more time send our condolences out to the late great B.B. King.
Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically,
yes, sir,
about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want said? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you